This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run on Friday, the 9th of September. In about half an hour, we're going to discuss the implications of Bank Negara's 25 bips interest rate hike on the Malaysian economy. But in the meantime, if you're thinking of doing something good for the community, why not sign up to be an organ donor? You can now register as an organ donor on the MySejahtera app, and this new feature will also provide updates on all matters related to organ donations.
And this is seen as a great initiative, as it could provide some ease of registration because, you know, Malaysia ranked 10th in the world for a low transplantation rate, with only 2.84 transplantations per 1,000 of the population in 2021. And since 1997, there have been around 500,000 registered donors, but only 1% of those who pledged, which is that's about around 2,600 of them, actually kept their promise. Currently, more than 10,000 people are still waiting for organ transplants in Malaysia. So who is eligible to register for organ donations? What are the main obstacles in doing that?
For some thoughts on this, we speak to Dr. Hasdi Harun, Senior Clinical Organ Donation Manager at the National Transplant Resource Center. Dr. Hasdi, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Maybe we could start by getting a picture of how severe the organ shortage is in Malaysia. Earlier, we mentioned that some 10,000 people are waiting for organ transplants. How long do people normally wait for the organ that they need?
Hi, good morning. It is very severe of organ shortage in Malaysia. Well, you have mentioned that we only have less than about 2.84 transplant right per million population. So yeah, actually by average, people wait for organs in the waiting list, I think about 10 years and above, you know. Yeah, that's for most of the patient has to wait that long, right?
Wow. Yeah. So, Dr. Hasdi, there seems to be a lot of confusion or misconceptions about the criteria to become an organ donor. Tell us, what are the main requirements and what are the different types of donations that people can make?
Okay, generally, there is no strict criteria to pledge to become donor, you see. When we are alive, we can always register as a donor. Then we don't specify certain criteria because in the end of the day, when you die, after death, then we have to check on you whether you are suitable or not. And there is certain criteria that is very strict, something like if you have HIV or certain cancer that are prohibited to become a donor, like a blood cancer or skin cancer. Okay, there is two type of donors, which is living and deceased. So for living, usually we allow up to the second degree family members, and usually it will be determined by the doctors who treated the transplant patient, and then they will decide whether you are fit for the operation or not. Whereas for the deceased, like I said just now, you can always become a donor register, and when you die later on, then the doctors in the hospital will determine the suitability of your organ or your tissue can be used for transplant or not.
Doctor, we talked about there being a lot of confusion and misconceptions with regards to organ donation. I wonder, from your point of view, Malaysia being such a religious country as well, if you could just highlight some of the misconceptions and maybe dispel them for our listeners.
Okay. About that misconception, usually sometimes they feel like it is not allowed with a certain religion, but we have highlighted this in our promotion or awareness campaign that in our country, most of the religion actually allow organ donation, particularly Muslim as the majority in the country. And it has been gazetted in the fatwa since 1970s that organ donation from cadaver is allowed and it's permissible. It can be done, you know. And some of other misconceptions that it is causing mutilation, damage to the body and so on. And then it is not allowed in terms of legal and so on, but everything has been explained that it is can be done and it is binded by our law practice and so on.
Mm. Yeah. And if we look over in Singapore, Dr. Hasdi, the organ donation there, it's compulsory for Singaporeans and PRs under the Human Organ Transplant Act. Do you think that this is a policy that we should adopt here in Malaysia and really go for an opt-out system instead of a voluntary opt-in one?
All right. Thank you very much. It is very interesting that people always highlight that we should implement opting out as much as Singapore did it. Well, the different thing is that opting out, that in Singapore, people has to opt out to become to not become a donor, whereas opt-in, we want to become a donor, something like that. We can do that. I mean, it is a good thing to explore on that side. But must remember that the community, the Malaysian, has to be understandable about this practice. Should it not become a lashback that they feel that the government should want the organ without the family permission? That is something that we should explore about it. Or, I mean, ask the community or the Malaysian whether we are ready for that kind of law. Mm-hmm. And we may receive that many of the Malaysian will actually opt out to become a donor. That's something that we should anticipate. So, but having said that, there is other country who always practice opting in, then they have a huge number of donation. So this is not about the law also. It has to be something about other thing that we should focus on.
So, Doc, do you think this is somewhat related to the fact that only 1% of those who pledged to donate their organs fulfilled their promises? Is it more family objections? Is that the main obstacle?
All right. This is the thing that when I heard about this question, that we have to look at the two ways of why they are not becoming the donor. First, when you register become a donor, when you die, you are in the hospital. So one perspective that we have to look at, the hospital should be able to detect the pledger, the donor register. This is something that actually we miss this donor. So it has to look at the hospital system anyway, how good that we detect these died pledgers, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the other things, there's one perspective. The other perspective, of course, like you mentioned, the family consent. I mean, whether the family, when we approach them, whether they give permission or not, this is something that we always emphasize to our donor register or pledger, that they have to inform their family members. Because now we look at the studies that actually in our department to show that most of the family members didn't know the wishes of the pledgers or the donor registers. So we have to encourage them to tell them that should be a pledger, I mean a donor, after they die later on, you know. That's one of the features in my suggestion now, that we have to inform the next of kin when they register as an organ donor.
So with this My Sejahtera registration as well, earlier you said that even hospitals don't know if you have a record of being an organ donor. So with this My Sejahtera being on record right now, would this solve this problem? And, you know, there would actually be more actual donors than pledges?
All right. Okay. The message after what we have now, the early phase that we have now, will encourage a very easy registration for the Malaysian now to do it. But in later development that we want to do, probably it can be detected in the system of the hospital as well. But mind you that what we practice before this also, which is practiced internationally, that we have a team in the hospital that should be able to ask every potential donor, every patient who died in the hospital, which fulfill the criteria of potential donor, should be approached for donation. And sometimes this is a failure among the healthcare as well. They didn't ask their family. So this is something that should be able to facilitate approach and consent from the family member.
And where can people go to find more information about organ donation, Dr. Hasti? Because I do feel that awareness on this is quite low. How do you think that we can build better knowledge and, I guess, community interest in donating organs?
All right. You can get more information, actually, in our website, www.dermaorgan.gov.my. And now we go for the social media platform as well. You can always go look for Elias Derma Organ at our Facebook, our Twitter, our YouTube, and our Instagram, and so on. We also keep updating some information in the. And also, you can always come to our place, our office at the Menara Wisma Sejarah. And also, you can always email to us if you want to have to ask certain question, like at mtrc@eliasmoh.gov.my.
Dr. Hasti, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning and for dispelling some misconceptions that people may have about organ donation. That was Dr. Hasti Harun, Senior National Organ Donation Clinical Manager at the National Transplant Resource Centre.
Okay, yeah. So for actually more information, he did give us a website, and this is really important. Just go to www.dermaorgan.gov.my, and you know, you should get all your misconceptions dispelled.
I already registered yesterday evening. It took me 2 minutes to do it. It doesn't take long at all. So please go ahead and register on the MySejahtera app. I think that's something that we can do as Malaysians. Save lives.
Absolutely. It is 7:28 in the morning. We are heading into the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. But first, we have a quick message for you. Managing and investing your wealth in accordance with Islamic principles should never be a chore. CIMB Preferred can help you with that thanks to its Islamic wealth management solutions to ensure that you leave a lasting legacy for your loved ones.
Find out how you can benefit from decades of experience in this segment when Keith Kam talks to Ahmad Shariman Muhammad Sharif, the CEO of CIMB Islamic Bank, today at 9:15 a.m. only on BFM 89.9.
After the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin, we'll discuss the outlook for the global palm oil sector. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.